Chapter 64. For 3 months, Charlie trained harder and harder with the scarred and grizzled assistant instructors, each of whom had joined Sir Berood after winning their freedom in the gladiatorial arena. Some were men the master had fought with in group events at one time or another. Some he had even battled against in the past. Now they were bonded, friends and peers. All were cut from a cloth that Charlie had only seen among the most elite of the fighting forces his space teams occasionally had the fortune of crossing paths with. And even then, only a few of those men lived up to that high a standard. With each lesson, his skills sharpened. No longer was he training with only his friends and other lower-level students, though he still bunked in the dormitories with Gok, Binny, and the others. Now he learned from the most knowledgeable of the higher ranking within the grounds, and every day his skills grew. But it was in his absorption of the master's more cryptic lessons that he had surpassed them all. Watching him progress, Sir Berood would occasionally pull him aside for private instruction, the human listening intently, absorbing every word with sharp attention. "How do you feel, Charlie?" Sir Berood asked him one evening, about 6 months into his residency within the school's walls. He had been performing better and better, and no longer did he wake in pain from the prior day's beating as before. "Good," he replied, honestly assessing himself. "It all feels like it's finally coming together." Earlier that day, he had disarmed 3 separate opponents in both magic and unarmed combat, though greatly underpowered in his conus and outweighed in his size. "Your progress is heartening, but I worry you still need a push to reach the next level, to overcome your own insecurities." "Master, what would you have me do?" Charlie asked. "Eat, sleep, prepare. Tomorrow you would be tested." Charlie had no idea what tested entailed, but knowing Sir Berood's proclivity for pushing his students to the limit in order to achieve breakthroughs, he didn't know how well he'd sleep. "Well, I suppose given how hard we work, at least it can't be that much worse than our normal training." "This is going to be much worse than our normal training," Charlie said as the small ship rattled and lurched its way through the atmosphere. No drukes powered his craft, but rather a layered series of spells, carefully applied by powerful emics, and even a Vizsla, who owed Berood a favor after he rid him of a troublesome priest stirring up the locals in his realm. The ship, therefore, flew under the guidance of one pilot, a single man controlling the craft. While Sir Berood was unequaled as a fighter, his piloting left something to be desired. "You know, I might be able to help with that, if you like," Charlie offered. "No, I am fine." "Okay, it's just I trained to be a pilot before I sideslipped into engineering, and I said I am fine. Just relax and prepare yourself mentally. This is no trifling matter. You must not embarrass me, young apprentice." Charlie couldn't help but take note. It was the first time he had called him anything other than a student, which was already a step up from his original title upon arrival, Burden. Sir Berood was taking Charlie and a pair of other students from the training facility off-world to a nearby solar system. It was his first time out of the training center's walls since his arrival, and now he was off to another planet. And not just for a supply run. A tournament was being held, and Sir Berood had seen fit to enter a few of his pupils as combatants. Charlie, much to his surprise, was one of them. When they finally landed after a long day of space travel, the first thing that struck him about the new world was the odd, burnt umber tone the sun cast on everything. It was a little unsettling after so much time on a verdant planet. The next thing that struck him was the smell, which assaulted his nose like a wet fist thrown with stinking malice. The denizens of the city were not the most cleanliness-oriented of people, he noted. He only hoped the man he would be fighting at least bathed more often than they did. "Give me your conus," Sir Berood commanded as they stepped inside the walls of the small arena. Charlie handed over the device as he looked about the facility. They stood inside a small preparation area where all of the combatants shared a common space. "Shouldn't we all be separated?" he asked. "Isn't there too much risk of violence like this?" Sir Berood looked over the assembled gladiators and nodded with satisfaction. "No, this is not a concern here. Not one of these men is your enemy, Charlie, but one of them is your opponent. Learn that difference, for only a brute animal treats his fellow gladiators with disrespect and anger. This is not a high-level event. There will be no fighting to the death. You are here to entertain the locals for the magistrate's birth month celebrations. You will fight, and you will fight hard, but you will not kill. It is far too costly to train a gladiator to waste their lives with every low-level bout. And if my opponent ignores that standard practice and tries to kill me, then I suggest you do not let him. Now give me your arm, he said, then pulled a larger conus from his pocket and slid it onto Charlie's wrist. The conus was at least 3 times the size of the one he had been used to training with, and Charlie could feel the power coursing through the enchanted device. Suddenly, he didn't feel so unsure about the fight. That is your opponent, Barood said, pointing out a hulking man with a studded club, as well, Charlie noted, as a rather sizable slop. He has a slop. Yes, and a club too, Barood pointed out with a chuckle. You disappoint me, young one. Have you forgotten your training so soon? No, of course not. And this conus is much more powerful than my old one. But he has a slop. That's easily more powerful than my conus, and he has a club. Yes, he does, and those things will be his undoing. I fail to see the logic in that assessment. The Wampus sighed and shook his head. Charlie, he may appear to be better armed than you are. In fact, he is better armed than you. But you are better prepared. Use his confidence to your advantage. Leverage his reliance on stronger weapons against him. Think of this as a chess game, not a punching contest. Brute force will not win you the day. Charlie took a deep breath and recited the spells in his arsenal, quietly singing them to himself. Oddly, he felt the conus powering up before he meant it to. Whoa, this thing is on a hair trigger compared to the last one, and a lot stronger too. Crashing and shouted spells filtered into the holding area until a great roar sounded from the crowd, then simmered to a dull murmur. A few moments later, the prior combatants returned from their bout. One walking, the other carried on a magically floating litter. He was alive, but with his injuries, it would be some time before he would fight again. You're up, Barood said, pointing him to the arena entrance. All right, wish me luck. You possess the skill. You have no need for luck. Charlie hoped he was right.